The Prairie School
Podcast Project.
Welcome to the May episode of the Prairie School Podcast Project. We are
Maddie,
Hannah,
Jordan,
Raven,
Andy,
Carson,
Elise,
Remy,
Owen,
Jeff,
Magdalena,
Lexi,
Charlie,
Colin,
Madden,
Max,
Victor,
Samuel,
Aviana.
And we hope you learn something from this episode.
Every month here on the Prairie School Podcast Project, we focus on a different positive character trait. We hope that our podcast episode inspires learners, promotes leadership, and gives you strategies and ideas for exhibiting self-control.
We are in the middle of a very exciting time of the school year. Weather is getting warmer and the sun stays out later and the start of summer is near.
This can be a tough time.
Our job is to still work hard as a student, but the thought of fun ahead can be distracting.
It is the perfect time to practice self-control.
What is self-control?
Self-control is a person's ability to stop and think before acting. Self-control helps us make good choices.
Self-control reminds us that we are accountable for what we say. It is important to watch the words we use even when we are excited or angry.
It is most important and most difficult to show self-control in times of extreme feelings such as excitement, anger, sadness, or joy.
Sounds like this really is a wonderful time to exercise our self-control. But how?
We at the Prairie School Podcast Project have talked about helpful advice we like to share with you.
When something upsets you or doesn't go your way, take a deep breath and stay calm. This will help you see the solution clear.
When you're having fun, it is okay to slow down and enjoy the moment.
When something is great, you can celebrate, but watch your volume. Stay in control of your body and your words.
Self-control helps us keep our goals in front of us instead of losing our place on our path to success.
Joining us today is Mr. Schaefer, who has been teaching PE here at the Prairie for 19 years and is in charge of the tennis programs. Mr. Schaefer, why is it important for students to have self-control in gym or when playing sports?
Very good question, Remy. Self-control is always important, but especially important in the gym. Each person needs to stay safe in the gym, and the number one way to do that is good self-control. Often we play games that involve many people, and when each person practices good self-control, the whole group stays safe. Good self-control also helps us stay safe when we are using all the fun equipment in the gym. We have rules set up for the gym that can act as a guide for your self-control. When you follow these rules, they help you stay safe. When everyone plays safely, everyone has more fun. You can play at your best and be at your best when you have good self-control in the gym.
How can students apply the self-control they practice in gym and sports in their classroom and at home?
Well, as the physical education teacher, my hope is that students use the good self-control they use in the gym in other areas of their lives. Staying in control is beneficial not only in the gym, but also in the classroom, at home, at a restaurant, at a store, or anywhere you and your family may go. Self-control helps you be at your best self.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Schaefer.
No problem, Remy. Thank you for letting me be a part of your podcast.
Here is a poem about self-control.
When something goes well, you don't have to yell.
When you're on the winning team, you don't have to scream.
If you are sad or angry, that's okay.
Ask yourself, what's the best way to handle this today?
Think happy thoughts, slow down, watch your words.
You are accountable for what you say. Show yourself control every day.
We'd like to thank CharacterLab.org, Harry's Kindergarten Music and Focus on Family.com, as well as Mr. Schaefer, for contributing to this month's podcast. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Prairie School Podcast Project. Have a great summer.